USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Colleagues, friends, and family attend the funeral of former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright at the Washington National Cathedral. President Biden says there will always be those like former Secretary Albright who will fight for freedom.
She was a nexus for the foreign policy community. Always, and I mean always, on top of the latest developments. Always speaking out for democracy. And always the first to sound the alarm about fascism.
Albright died at the age of 84 in March. Mortgage applications to buy a home are falling as rates keep rising. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying they've dropped by 8% last week. A MBNA economist calling the drop an indication of potential weakness in home sales in the coming months. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Russia is stepping up its economic war with countries in Europe.
Russia's state-owned energy company Gazprom announced Wednesday morning that it has fully cut gas supplies to Poland and Bulgaria. Some are saying it's retaliation for their support of Ukraine at this time of war. The gas company says it's because Poland and Bulgaria refused to pay their bill in Russian rubles. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Trump administration's COVID-19 response coordinator says transparency is the way to battle pandemics.
Don't just say things to American people, but tell them why. That's how I've battled pandemics for 30 years overseas.
Dr. Deborah Birx explaining that being open with information related to the pandemic is the best way to build trust with the American people. Speaking in support of her new book, Silent Invasion, Dr. Birx says the public wasn't properly informed on how to deal with COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
While testifying on Tuesday before a congressional committee, Attorney General Merrick Garland said there will be no political interference in any investigation into the president's son, Hunter Biden. Republican Congressman James Comer, however, tells Fox and Friends First that he believes that statement to be a little odd because of past comments made by White House officials about the allegations.
We saw recently where the White House chief of staff came out and said that the president was confident that Hunter was innocent. We've seen Jen Psaki make several comments. So they're already interjecting themselves into the conversation.
One airline is changing the way they pay their flight attendants.
Delta Airlines announced on Tuesday it will start paying flight attendants during the time that passengers are boarding. That's a first for a major U.S. airline. Flight attendants in the U.S. typically don't begin getting paid until the doors close after boarding. Delta said the change will take effect in June. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt signed a bill Tuesday that bans non-binary gender markers on state birth certificates. The new law comes months after Stitt ordered Oklahoma's health department to stop issuing birth certificates with a non-binary option, which it had begun doing in response to a lawsuit from an LGBTQ activist. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.